Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
So, Mary, good morning to you. Mary O'Donnell.
Good morning, Ryan.
Are you well?
I've been better.
Oh, well, listen, we'll look after you.
Okay.
You're a beauty therapist.
I am indeed.
And you've been so for how many years now?
30 years.
And how many complaints would you say you've got in all those years?
Not many.
So few that you can barely remember them, I'd say.
Yes.
And recently, how long ago was it that you were on the Today Show on RT doing your job?
Okay, I started in February and I finished up in April when the show went, you know, stopped from April, and I'm back in September.
Yeah, of course. And how many years are you doing that show?
I just started. This is my first season.
Oh, good. And how have you been enjoying it?
I had been enjoying it very much. And of course, it was nerve-wracking. It was all very new to me. And, on my third time on, I was very, very nervous. This is my dream job.
Is it?
I'm 30 years working as a beauty therapist. In the middle of the boom, I decided I was, going to take some time out, and I was going to spend more time with family. And I got into the other side of it from doing, kind of radio, newspapers, magazines, kind of writing about beauty. So it was something I could do from home, and it was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. It was a completely different side to it. But the TV was very, very new, and I was very, very nervous.
Yeah, of course. Do you know something? I mean, if people could understand how nerve-wracking it is to be on television.
And live TV,
which is what was my job on a Friday night. And even on Friday, I get nervous, and I've been doing it for 10 years, between the two shows, always. So this was a new experience for you to do. You were doing a sort of...
A makeup demonstration,
which... If you were nervous doing that anyway, let alone television, it's a tricky one, but then you're on the TV. So you were on the TV doing your makeup demonstration when what happened?
And then my hand started to shake and shaked uncontrollably. The nerves just took the better of me. And I made a complete nut of balls of it. I mean, hands up, I made a really big mistake, and it was awful. And that evening, it went on Twitter, and now looking back on it, where I thought it was really, really bad, it was very contained compared to what happened at the weekend.
So just to establish you had been, sorry, the line's gone a bit funny there. Just to establish you've been, you had somebody on a chair and you were doing eyeliner, is that, could you explain what you were doing?
Yes, exactly. And my hand shaked and the eyeliner went everywhere, and it was, I made a complete and utter mess of it.
Okay, and that was on live TV?
And it was live TV, and it was awful. And that night, even that afternoon, it had went on Twitter and people had shared it, and it was very funny, haha. And it was absolutely horrible. And I decided, okay, I can't do this anymore. Obviously, this is not for me. I just have to, just say, no, can't do it. And it was really good. Everybody on the show was so supportive and said, look, we saw what happened on Twitter. You come back next week and you do extra shows and you show people what you're made of. And I thought, I can't do that. Just can't do it. But I did. And I went on to have finished the whole season with really good responses to the show, and people, really enjoyed it. Companies were loving it, and it all went very, very well.
Good. So just to hold the horse for a sec, just to establish, because when you put the eyeliner on, it went all over the girl's eye, I presume, with your nerves, because your hand was shaking.
Sorry,
the lines drive me nuts. That went... I'll tell you what, we might... No, you're back again, I think. You're okay. So that went all Twitter-tastic, shall we say. Were you reading that happening on Twitter?
Yes.
And I
couldn't believe, that I was up there, and now looking back on it, it was very minor compared to what happened at the weekend. And there were just really nasty comments, and it was awful. It was awful to be reading it, and it really, really knocked, your confidence. But I suppose I said, okay, I need to get back out there, and I can't be judged on that 5 seconds. Yeah. And I need to show the world, I've been doing this for 30 years, I have a lot of experience. I've worked hard to get where I am. And, I am more than that 5 second, mistake. And I did it. I went back out on TV and I, continued on and finished the show, and, all went well and all was good.
Great. You fulfilled your dream.
Yeah.
You got back on the television and everyone said, yeah, that's why you're on the TV. A real pro. You got over the mistake. You didn't let them knock your confidence too much anywhere. You're in business.
Yeah. So moving on, we're finished off for the summer and kind of going about my normal daily work. And I had like most people, it wasn't really a normal week. We had a death in the family. I had a family member in hospital, and come Friday, it had been a tough week, and I thought, okay, thank God it's Friday, I'm going to relax, that's it now, the weekend. And then I got a private message, because I, in the middle of all this, I had started up a Facebook page where I do, give tips and advice and kind of like what's the latest in beauty. And one of the followers had sent me a message saying, look, I don't know whether you're aware of it, but there's a video of you, going around it came up in my post a few times today. So I thought, okay, right, fine. And then I looked at them and went, oh my God, no, it's that video. It was my Linergate. And so Linergate was back on the scene again. Mm. But people were putting up on it, let's make this go viral. And I thought, nah, this is mad. But then what happened was three Irish websites shared it and, put it up there, put me out there to be torn apart by whoever wanted to. And the comments kept coming, and it did go viral, and the comments kept increasing and increasing and increasing, and they became nastier and nastier, and it was eyeliner, and I made a mistake, and I put my hands up, I did it. But what followed was unbelievable. I was torn apart. Every part of me was torn apart, the way I looked, the way I spoke, how I got to what job I was doing. Please tell me she's fired. All the comments were just absolutely vile. And the week before, I had been watching you, and I had been watching Conor Doyle, and I had watched how brave he was to tell his story. I did not think the following Friday night it would be my story. And I couldn't believe that, in the day of where we were talking about cyberbullying and we were talking about suicide and depression, how Irish websites could put somebody up there to be cyberbullies and let me up there all weekend to, for public ridicule, to be humiliated, to have every part of me, just taken apart in front of my eyes. And where I got great support from people, and they said to me, you've got to show the bullies that you're not going to be... you're not going to let them win, and you're going to stand straight. That's very easy to say, but very hard to do, and very hard to stand up and say, listen, this isn't on, and, it's my story. This week it'll be somebody else, next week and it'll be somebody else the week after, and next we'll be talking about somebody who isn't around this world anymore because of it. I think that definitely Irish websites do have a role to play in that. If what the content you put out there, if you know you're going to get that kind of reaction...
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care. Do you know why? Because what you did was hilarious to everyone. You were the butt of the joke. You were the kid in the class who stuttered when they were asked to spell a word.
Yeah.
And that makes you funny. Because really what this is as you know, adults are just children with wrinkles.
Yeah.
And what they did was you were it that day in the schoolyard. And the internet online has become the schoolyard.
Yeah.
And the mob love to see somebody... being whacked down over the whacked over the head, and you were it last week. It'll be somebody else next week,
and it will be somebody else next week. And there was comments going up in between the nasty comments where people were saying, and it did remind me of a playground. Please leave her alone. And it reminded me of going back when you'd see somebody in the schoolyard where people would stand up and say, leave that person alone, stop hitting them, stop doing whatever.
Yeah.
And it was because one of the sites had a lot of male followers as well. And so many men got in contact with me and said, I don't know anything about eyeliner, but I just know you made a mistake. And I have left, I have not following that website anymore because I don't stand for cyberbullying. And, I've let them know that. And the crazy thing about it was so many people I don't know, and got in touch with them and said, please take this down. I find this really, really offensive that you're leaving this lady up there to be, harassed so publicly. Mm-hmm. And the different websites came back and they apologized to whoever, said, look, I'm not happy with it. They apologized to them. But not one person from any of the companies came back to me and said, we're sorry.
Yeah. Well, you don't bother waiting, by the way.
That's not going to happen.
Okay. So, did any of you find watching back the clip? Did any of you feel, any part of you think it was kind of mildly amusing or funny?
Did I? To me, so and it was cringe. It really was cringe, and it was awful. What happened was it was made look like it happened on Friday. It looked like it went live on TV on Friday and this had happened.
Yeah.
Whereas this has happened in February and I have come from it and I have got up there and I've got out there again. And on Sunday night, one of the websites, because they had got such, their interaction from this was, I was like live entertainment Friday night. I was, I was well up there with you, Ryan, Friday night.
Welcome to my world. Go on.
And they put me up on Sunday night as a sponsored link, just to get more mileage out of me, just in case you haven't seen this woman make a pure idiot out of herself, yeah. Let's put her up again for another public display. But yesterday I decided I was going to take some of my power back, and I decided that I would contact the journalist who started it all. And I just wanted him to put the face behind, this, that I am a human being. And, I worried about my kids going to school on Monday, how the reaction was going to be for them. I worried about meeting people. I haven't collected my kids from school yet. I haven't slept. I'm paler than pale. And I know that when people put up funny comments and shared it and said, oh, my God, you're going to be weak when you see what she does. I know it wasn't personal, but at the end of the day, I am a person who was hurt by it. And, when people click, it has to be with a conscience, because it will be somebody else next week and somebody else the week after. And you don't have to be a child to be super, to be cyber bullied. Yeah. It can happen to you at any age.
Did you contact the journalist?
I did. I contacted the journalist yesterday, and it was the first time that I felt I got my power back. Because you feel so powerless when all this happens, because you're totally isolated. You're watching all this going up, and the numbers going up, and the comments going up, and they're getting nastier and nastier, and you're thinking, oh, no, it's just not happening. Just beam me up. I don't want to be, part of this world anymore.
And what did he say?
And I explained to him, and he said, if you read what I put up on it, we don't know why this is so funny.
Oh.
And so he insulted my intelligence as well as publicly humiliating me. And he said, we just didn't know why he was so funny. So, we didn't, and he said, we apologized to everybody who we said we offended. And I said, and did you think of apologizing to me? And he said, no, it wasn't personal. But, so it was fine. I was fair game, and that's how he looked at it.
Yeah.
And I wondered yesterday, and I said, you think about, what effect this is going to have on me work-wise. I'm self-employed. And, will companies want to work with the person who went viral? And as I said, in this day and age, and when I started out, one of the big things that I had promoted was Irish brands, because I thought, times are tough, and if we have, companies here that will make cosmetics, let's promote them, and let's empower everybody else to get out there and make a living. And they have been amazing to me. Like all the Irish brands and all the brands I deal with have been on to me and said, we love working with you. We're going to continue working with you. But one company has not done, that I have, and that's only since today, have got somebody else to do the job they normally get me to do, because they don't want to be associated with negative publicity. And it will be with me forever. I will always be headliner gate. I will always be the person with the eyeliner, the hilarious woman who made a positive on television.
There's a book I was telling everyone about called So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, where people go viral against they don't particularly want to be or to get there, but it just, people find it hilarious and they share, click, 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 click. But they're faceless. It's a faceless mob. Nobody would that would have the courage to come up to you and say, I think this, that, and the other. And that's what's happened. I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you're in public eye now, if you're on television, unfortunately, Mary, this is the way of the world. And the only way to not worry about or to save yourself the bother of being upset by anything online is to get the hell offline.
Offline. But you see, Ryan, where that is, what is what I would personally want to do. I need it for work.
Yeah, but you don't need to read the comments. You can avoid that. And I know this for a fact because I do it myself. You do not need to be on Twitter necessarily. And if you do, you don't have to read all the comments. You don't have to be on Facebook. And if you do, like we have for the radio show, the comments are just generally all, it's very friendly because we encourage a friendly vibe. Equally, if there's a newspaper article or if you go onto any of the websites that show the thing and you look at the comments underneath, don't go there. You don't have to. Honestly, you don't have to be upset by things because they are avoidable.
But at the same time, I think there's definitely a need where, say, well-known Irish people, which has happened to me the weekend, the war faces that I knew, share this, and there were, Irish websites that encouraged it. I mean...
But that's because some people found it funny, but didn't find you stupid. They just found it funny that you had an unfortunate moment on TV because, the nerves got you. It's like Richard and Judy, when Judy's shirt fell off, or, they didn't think Judy was a fool, but they just thought the foolish moment was funny.
Yeah, but
she would have been humiliated, no doubt.
Yeah. But the effect it has on a human being is beyond. I had never experienced that kind of public humiliation before, where I really didn't want to go out and I didn't want to talk to anybody or I didn't want to do, you know.
I think maybe it's because it was your first time. I think that if you do this job longer and you make another mistake or two and then they keep putting you up there, or you know what I mean, or you do something amazing and you go viral for the nice reasons because you made up a kitten or something, that or you saw a dog that smoked a cigarette, something stupid that people seem to love online. That's different. But it was your first one. It was your first brush with the online. You were putting the stocks. That's what the Ronson book's about. You know, it's the modern version of it, and everyone said ah ha ha ha, and it's horrible, and you feel violated, and you feel put upon. But they'll move on to the next story in a week.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's take some comments, shall we, Ryan? We are all human who make mistakes. Well, that's obvious enough. Ryan, I'm a beauty therapist from Tralee, and Mary was my role model, and she is why I went into beauty. I know Mary personally. She's a lovely woman, great therapist. It's awful the way she was treated online. I've unfollowed those websites who put the video up. If you choose to display yourself on TV, says another, prepared to have your performance judged. Yes, we know. She needs to lighten up. I thought it was funny. That's all. No big deal. Another one says, Irish women disgust me. Sometimes the same women post dumb, I'm here for you, hon. Rubbish. That woman is taking this far too personally. You just don't read the comments. I've seen this video and it's funny. Personally, she should not be in the industry because she sounds traumatized by this. Listening to the makeup artist lady, and yes, she did make a bit of a mess of the eyeliner, but what distracted me more than anything was the sour face and the model she was working on. Awful to watch and enough to put anybody off their stroke, if you ask me. So please tell her to forget about it and move on. Another says, I shared that video as a joke to my niece as that is how my attempt at liquid eyeliner turned out. Please get a grip. It's funny. You are nervous. It could happen to anyone. I'll tell my kids the ability to laugh at yourself is a wonderful trait. Lighten up and laugh it off. Nuala says, what a world we live in where this poor woman makes a mistake and these sites help it go viral. Where I have tried to get fundraising videos in memory of my 16-year-old son Carl who died from cancer, and they won't take them up and help them get the right attention. I'm in my 30s and I love fashion and beauty. I saw the clip and had to replay it a few times to see what people are finding funny. Totally blown out of proportion, and people are pathetic to even have picked up on it. The usual brave people hiding behind their PCs. Forget about it and move on. These people are only jealous. So a lot of people saying, all right, Mary, that's it. They've had their fun. You've been upset, but now you need to steel yourself and get on with it and be really good at what you do, which is what you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what was about 2 weeks before that, there was a video that they were trying to make viral. It was the last time I saw Let's Make This Go Viral go out there, and it was a video for kids that were waiting for to have heart operations, and it didn't go viral. And it's just you know, it is really unfortunate that, you know, something is funny and somebody's humiliated and that will go viral, and somebody who's trying to fundraise and it won't.
There you are, and that's a lesson in itself. Mary, I hope you're all right. You do sound quite traumatized by it.
Yeah, it has been a really, really tough weekend. Now, I know that, you know, I will bounce back and I will, you know, I mean, today I was supposed to be in, a school giving, teenage girls talk on beauty, and I know that it would have been, you know, the thing to do was to stand up there and go out there and do it again, but I wasn't in a place, I wasn't strong enough to do it, okay. But I will do it next week, and I will get back out there and stuff, but it's just, for me, I just wanted to highlight, you know, when you do share things online and when you do make nasty comments, that there is an individual behind it who's watching it, or, you know, is there, and it is absolutely very destructive.
Yeah, unfortunately the humanity can get left behind all too often. So look after yourself, Mary.
Thanks, Ryan.
And thanks for taking the call this morning.
Lovely, thank you.
All right, bye. Take care, bye for now. That's Mary O'Donnell, and the she is, she's a bit shook by that now, it seems. But I think that the next, if anything should like that should happen again, she will now know that's what happens. And equally, that business of reading comments and stuff like that, just, you don't, that's like going into the pub and asking everyone what they thought of what happened. Not waste of time, absolute waste of time.